the Mishnah in terms of returning to the world of Sukkah in a very, very real way. Rav Eliezer Omer, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayev Adam Re'echol B'Sukkah Achas B'Sukkah, I'm sorry, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. Chamamomrim Ein Ladavar Kitzvah Chutz Mireila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad. Comes on the Gemara and points out, my time ad Rav Eliezer, teishvu kein taduru. Ma dira achas b'yom v'achas b'layla, afsuka achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. For Rabbanon, yidira. Ma dira iboi achil, iboi lo achil, afsuka name iboi achil, iboi lo achil. In other words, dealing, before we get to the issue of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, same in terms of the etzem achlokes, whether there is a chiyuv of yudalet su'udos b'suka or not, we have a machlokes, Rav Eliezer and Rabbanon, in terms of the drasha of teishvu kein taduru. Now we've seen the world of taduru on dafka vavim and aleph. What's the difference between teishvu kein taduru that we saw on dafka vavim and aleph? We saw it in three places. We saw it in the world of shomer ginos upardeshim. We had the shita of Abaye. We saw it in Rashi and Tosfos in terms of holchei drachim. And then Tosus also raised it as being the source of Mitztayer. What's the difference between that Teishu Kein Taduru and the Gemara over here on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph? Teishu Kein Taduru clearly is a description of how one should sit in a sukkah, but it's a two-edged sword. How was it used on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph? Both by Abaye, Rashi, Tosfos, as a p'tur. It was used as a p'tur, that if you can't reach the standard of Teishvu Kein Taduru, then you're put from Sukkah. How is it being used over here in Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph? As a mechayev. What is the level you have to reach in order to be chayev? Namely, we're dealing with two sides of the same coin, but in a different direction. So we have over here a mechayev, and a mechayev l'chor, which is a ma'akev. We saw already that on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph, we have a mechayev of, or the kafkasimudbe, sorry. We have a machayev of taking all your furniture out to the sukkah, also adam sukkasa keva beisarai, kelim nam. There we saw that may not be a machayev, that's a chatchila. But here we have the machayev as in terms of being a ma'akev. If I wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, in terms of your intuitive feeling, would you have agreed with Rav Eliezer or with the Rabbanan in terms of their definition of the Machayev of Teishvu Kein Taduru? What, you know, it's easy. You would have agreed with Rabbanan. Why?
Just more intuitive.
In what way is it more intuitive? That's not fair to say it's more intuitive. In what way is it more intuitive? Yes?
We usually don't consider ourselves high to eat 2 meals a day.
In other words, what, as I understand what Aryeh and Akiva are pointing out, is that l'chora, the world of Teishvu Kein Taduru, is a qualitative statement, right? That you have to, there's a certain quality to Dira. And what Rav Eliezer is bringing in is what concept, how is he defining quality? By quantity. That's something that, you know, that to many of us appears to be a little a sort of a contradiction in terms. Anyway, we need a quality of dira, and we're defining the quality by quantity. But it's not so counterintuitive as we make you think. In other words, namely that what is being said over here by Rav Eliezer, that if you want to have a quality of diur, the increment of the quantity is that which creates the quality. Now you can have a situation where quantity creates quality. The fact that there is a continuity over here of X number of acts, that gives a certain quality to one's life. That's Rav Eliezer. I agree with you that I also would have agreed with Rabbanan. But Rabbanan are not just disagreeing with Rav Eliezer, they're offering their own definition. In other words, according to Rav Eliezer, we have over here, we need a quality of diur. We are saying that when you have a continuity of actions over a period of 7 days, then we have that quality called dira. That's what our Gemara is saying. You saw in Tosfos, how did he understand Rav Eliezer? He quotes the Yerushalmi. How is the Yerushalmi different than our Bavli? Teshvukein Taduru.
Different drasha.
Not just a different drasha, but as opposed to our Gemara, which is a Svara, what is the Yerushalmi? A Gzeras Shavah. It's a Gzeras HaKosov. It's a Gzeras HaKosov that we find that the Torah defines a yeshiva as being Yomam V'Layla Shivas Yamim. So therefore, if that's how the Torah defines yeshiva in terms of Chanukah Samishkan, that's how we're going also to define yeshiva in terms of Sukkah. A classic Zera Shava. Namely, rather than get involved in our issue of can quantity create quality, the Yerushalmi simply says that we have over here a Zera Shava. Okay, that's the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But within Rabbanan Shita, what is their understanding of Teshvu Kein Taduru? It's not a question of the quality of the 7 days, there are X number of diur activities. What are the diur activities that we've come across so far in our tremendous three daf learning of Perek Beis? Right. That's what we know up to now. Shena and Achilas Keva are diur activities. And those diur activities, if and when you do a diur activity, do it in the sukkah. But that's an if and when. And if you're not going to do a diur activity, then there's no need. Namely, we have over here a machlokas in terms of, they both agree with the words, teshvu kein taduru. The question is, are we dealing with a requirement that the diur activities be done in a sukkah, or are we dealing with giving the sukkah a certain nature, a qualitative nature of being a dira, and that's by the quantity of the continuity of these activities, or like Tosa says, purely exeres hakasuv. That's all on the level of the shita of the world of Rav Elazar and why Rabbanan disagree. However, Rabbanan introduce on Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph also a unique halacha in terms of Leile Yom Tov Rishon. Leile Yom Tov Rishon, what over here is the mechayev for you to do this activity? Amar Rav Yochan, Amar Rav Shimon Yot Tzadok, Ne'emar Kan Chamisha Asar V'ne'emar Lahalon Chamisha Asar B'chagam Matzos, Ma Lahalon Yom Rishon Chova Mikan Ve'elech Rishus, Afkan Yom Rishon Chova Mikan Ve'elech Rishus. Okay, that's as far as, and then Gemara simply says that the Mokar of the Chova is Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. However, Tosus over here also brings in a Yerushalmi that expands a bit on our Gemara, and Lechora, from that expansion, it opens up a Chakira that maybe we should have asked in our Gemara even before seeing the Yerushalmi. But once you already have the Yerushalmi, let's see what's being said over there. Taima Durabanan points out Tosos and Farish Rav Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yishmael Ne'emar Chamisha Asar B'Pesach Ne'emar Chamisha Asar B'Chag Ma Tesvah Homer Pesach Ayla Rishon Chova Shar Yemem Rishus Afkan Tesvah Ne'emar B'Chag Ayla Rishon Chova Shar Yemem Rishus. Adkan is our sugya. Now it's added Chevraya Ba'u I Mala Halon Ad Sheikones Lematza Kishuhu Ta'ava Afkan Ad Sheikones Lesuka B'Ta'ava Rabbi Zeira Ba'u Imaga halan achiyochal kizayis dagan matzah, afkan achiyochal kizayis dagan besuka. What is Yerushalmi? What's behind these two questions of Rabbi Zeira and the Chevraya in terms of our understanding of afkan laila rishon chova? What are the two options that are being presented over here? But even how far you take the parallel invites another question. How far are we taking the parallel? You're 100% correct. How far do we take the parallel? That in matzah we have a din of kizayis, while classically in the world of sukkah we have a din of kibetza. In matzah we have a din of achila b'teyavon, first sugya in arvei psachim, min hamincha ulamala. We stop eating ad halayla in order to eat matzah b'teyavon. Should we apply that also over here? But what's sort of behind it? When we speak over here, ma, just as we have a chova on Yom Rishon on Pesach, Huadin, we have a chova on Yom Rishon of Sukkot.
Perhaps how much do we dismiss Teshu, or how much are we moving more now to the qualitative
here? Well, I think we're both on thinking in the same direction, but I would just say it perhaps a little differently, that are we dealing over here with introducing a new halacha? Namely, in terms of Teshu Kein Taduru, we've defined it as Ben defined it. Teshu Kein Taduru, when you do a Maisa Diur, either Achilas Kev or Shena, do it in the Sukkah. Do we have over here a new halacha, that just as we have a mitzvah of Achila on the first night of Pesach, so also we have a separate mitzvah of achila on the first night of Sukkot, nothing to do with Teshu Kein Taduru? Or, what's the other alternative? Is it a chiyum? In other words, do we have, as opposed to Teshu Kein Taduru being an if and when, that's for the latter part of Sukkot. But the first night of Sukkot, we have a chiyuv of Teshu Kein Taduru. In other words, the question over here, chova, is chova within our world of Sukkah, that Teshu Kein Taduru that had been up to now an if and when on the first night of Sukkot turns into a chova, parallel, just as we have a chova to eat matzah the first night of Sukkot, matzah is a Pesach halacha. So also we have a Sukkah halacha to Teshu Kein Taduru the first night. Or do we say no? No, Teshu Kein Taduru by its nature is if and when. But we have a new halacha that just as we have a mitzvah of achila the first night of Pesach, we have a new mitzvah of achila on the first night of Sukkot. Nafkamina, if it's Teshvu Kein Taduru as a chova, what's the shir? Kebetza. As opposed to if it's a new halacha of achila, kezayas. If we're dealing with the classic Teshvu Kein Taduru, lechora you could eat up to plaga mincha, eat as you would before Shabbos, before a regular yontif. No special dinim. But if we're learning out from Pesach, we have a new mitzvah of achila. We're not from Pesach, so we also would have this din of teyava. Namely, the Yerushalmi offers this as an open question. We have an open question: what exactly is the chova of the first night? Could this be expanded beyond the two examples of the Yerushalmi?
Sure.
Certainly. In what area?
Rain
is, I would like to bring last, because rain, as we pointed out earlier, is a world of mitztayer, and that's the p'tur of Teshvu Kein Taduru. I would like to speak more in terms of the chiyuvim of Teshvu Kein Taduru. Is there, and it's up to now we've been saying that as long as we're in Teshvu Kein Taduru, we have our classic kebetza, there's no need for any additional te'avon. But is there another
time you eat it?
The timing would that would be parallel to the Yerushalmi, correct? In other words, would we be limited between Tzeis Kochavim and midnight? Right? In other words, that's an option. And the Ramah really paskins that way. But within the Rishonim that I sent you to, does anyone raise this?
Sleeping in the Sukkah?
Excellent. Would there be a chiyuv to sleep in the Sukkah? Forget about rain. Simply, do I have to sleep in the Sukkah the first night of Sukkot, or can I have a mishmar? Can I simply sit and learn all night without sleeping? If we say that we have a chiyuv of Teshvu Kein Taduru, right, so maybe there's a chiyuv I have to sleep in the Sukkah. The same way I have to eat a kebetza, I have to sleep. Those are my two maisa dior. Ma'ashein kein, if it's a din learned out from Pesach, there's no chiyuv lehefer. People stay up all night, let us say they're saying Shir Hashirim, Kriyas Yamsuf. People don't go to sleep. If I'm learning out from the first night of Pesach, then I don't have to sleep. So here I sent you to the Ritva. The Ritva says, Aval Shamati. I'm sorry, does anyone else need a sheet? Over there. Okay. Thank you. Aval Shamati b'shem gadol migadolei hador asher b'tzarfat. I don't know. Okay. Shemati v'shem gadol migdolei hador asher. There were a lot of gadolei hador b'tzarfat in that generation. Shehaya machayev rishon v'sukkah b'layla rishon shel sukkah. Now he continues 100% into the world that you that Ben described. But that itself would be a nafkamina. That itself would be a nafkamina. Then he continues with the second nafkamina, afilu yordu gishamim shenasarai mihat. In other words, would there be a ptur of mitztayer the first night of Sukkah? So this is something we already discussed when we learned mitztayer. We saw at the time Rabbeinu Manoach and within the Russian, in other words, that they spoke about the fact that maybe the first night there's no ptur of mitztayer. Here, it's brought in as well, but again, these are l'chora two nafkaminas, not one nafkamina. Would there be a chiv to sleep? And then, would there be a ptur of mitztayer? And one could distinguish between the two. One can say that the chova is in terms of the world of positive behavior. In terms of a ptur, maybe we would not necessarily put that under the rubric of tetvav. They don't have to go hand in hand, yes?
There's another idea that I had that I'm not sure if this is possible to say, but I mean, after you finish your first meal at Sukkot, let's say you finish your meal, and you want to have something that's gazayas outside of the Sukkot. For those who make it sound that we define Teshu Gain Tadiro for that night to be just like Pesach, and therefore gazayas is the shear now for the night, then maybe every gazayas, even though it's Achilas Arayim, might also need to be in a Sukkot.
How we're going to redefine Achila Sarai that first night. I'm not mistaken, in one of the footnotes in the Meiri, I think that's quoted in the name of Rav Baruch Ber, so Baruch Shekivanta. Okay? Rather than Bet Bet Baruch Ber, it was Dalet Bet, Rav Dov Ber, but who had it? It's Rav Baruch Ber that had such a Chakira. Right? Taking it one step further, that maybe also, again, we move over to maybe we're redefining over here. The world of Achila Sarai in terms of what would be mutter outside of a Sukkah. Excellent. Within the Rambam, let's just look at his language. I'm sorry, let's maybe we'll just finish the Ritva, that the Ritva points out, in other words, when after quoting this Shamati b'shem Godol m'gedolei hador, so in the third line in the middle, he points out, v'hol lesa klal, I disagree totally with this requirement of sleeping in the sukkah. I also disagree totally with the issue of mitzta'er. L'fum hay dekasivna de'en chiyuv leil rishon, ela ba'achila dumya de'leil rishon shel pesach. Chiyuv shena, lo osi mehasam de'lamachayev v'shena. Since we're learning out a new chiyuv from the world of Pesach, within that new chiyuv, it's a chiyuv of achila. There's no chiyuv of shena. V'tu, the imkain hechi sasem latana lekama and miyardu gashamim yetsu min asuka v'lo chilek ben yom rishon l'shar yamim elavadai ha'olas haklal. Namely, that we simply have a new chiyuv of achila. We are not redefining anything in terms of the world of teshvu kein taduru. Okay. Yes.
According to the other option that you're defining, it's basically that on the first night, the Chachamim are agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer's definition.
Not necessarily, because his definition insisted that that you could only create a quality of Diur with a quantity of Chiyuvim. In other words, that you can't have that. There's not, in other words, by definition, Rabbi Eliezer is a continuum. It's a continuum of 7 days. 7 days of eating, 14 meals, that creates a Dira. One day of eating would not create a dira. One meal certainly would not create a dira. It's true we have a chova.
Right.
In that respect, we have a chova. But what is the chova? It's very, very different. It's still an act of diur. And the act of diur, that has to be done in the sukkah.
How do we know that now Rabbi Eliezer holds as well?
Then why need 14?
Because every night you eat, would eat in your house. So, I mean, why you could break it up. Every night you live in your house, so you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, typically.
In other words, it appears, I don't know, from as I understand Rav Eliezer, in other words, the madira is not night. Madira is that we have a 14, namely that we have over here a retzef of an entire sukkah, and with the concept of hashlama, etc., as we're going to see. Look at the language of the Rambam and let me know whether you feel you can be medayik one way or another. Achila b'leile yom tov rishon v'suka chova, afilu achal kezayis pas, yotza yedei chovasa. He mentions kezayis, right? But what is a little strange? Achila b'leile yom tov rishon b'suk achova afilu achal kezayis pas. No, I shouldn't say that. Yochol kedei chova. So then he mentions kezayis, like one side of the chakira in the Yerushalmi, and we link that side that we have over here a new halacha that we are not. This is not a teshu kein taduru, but rather this is a separate halacha of tesvav. Okay, that, you know, it's simply that he would view it as this new din, and therefore he only mentions achila as opposed to shena, namely like the ritva. The Rambam also be going like the ritva, that we have a separate chiyuv achila, and that is as far as it goes. Okay, what is a diyun in the Rishonim in a backhanded manner is how do we understand the second half of the drasha of Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok, or second half of the drasha according to the Yerushalmi of Rabbi Yishmael. Mikan ve'elech rishus. Mikan ve'elech rishus. Right? In other words, we have a comparison in terms of the first night, and then it says Mikan ve'elech rishus in terms of the rest of the yontif. Is the Mikan ve'elech rishus of Pesach the same as the Mikan ve'elech rishus of Sukkot? Is the Mikan ve'elech rishus of eating matzah the same as the Mikan ve'elech rishus of eating in a sukkah if and when you want to? Normally, you know, I mean, Lachor, if we have over here comparison, the comparison is a comparison. Why am I asking the question? Or who was bothered by this question? The Ritva and Tosos, who was bothered by it, black on white? Who took the bull by the horns?
The Baal HaMor,
thank you very much. Let's look together at the Baal HaMor. V'yesha shawalim, v'achilas matzah, Matam ein anu mevarchim aleha kol zayin, kamo she mevarchim ala sukkah kol zayin. Ha gamrinan me hadadi, laila rishon chova mikan ve'elech rishus, bein b'matzah, bein b'sukkah kedi'isa b'perek hayoshen. Namely, using our brisker terminology, we have the world of matzah, and we have the world of sukkah. We have a world of Yom Rishon Chova and Hasha'ar Rishus, and over here we have a world of Tesvav, Yom Rishon Chova, Hasha'ar Rishus. We know that there are two terms that are very meaningful in this area. We have the terms of Chova, or if you want to maybe just say Chiyuv, and the tour and the concept of kiyum. What do we have on the first night of Pesach regarding matzah in terms of the world of the chiyuv achilas matzah and the kiyum achilas matzah? Do we have both, neither one or the other? Barur. First night of we have a chiyuv and a kiyum. Right, that the first night we have a chiyuv to eat matzah. When you eat a kezayis of matzah, you are mekayim the mitzvah of matzah as it's in the Torah. Hasha'ar rishus, classically, what would that mean? Ein chiyuv and ein kiyuv. That there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, and if you eat it, you're eating it just to fill your stomach with nothing else. That's you know, if you're hungry, you eat matzah. But there's no kiyuv. Torah speaks about. But Erev Tochu Matzos. In terms of Sukkah, the first night, we learn how that when you eat a kezayis / kibetza, whichever side we'll take of the Hakira of the Yerushalmi, is there a chiyuv?
Yeah.
Certainly. Right? We're learning tetzvav. Is there a kiyum?
Yeah.
Certainly. You're mekayim the mitzvah. Which mitzvah you're mekayim? Either a new mitzvah or the mitzvah of Teshu Kein Tanduru. What about the rest? When we say Ashar Rishus? According to Rabbanan, we're talking about, right?
No
chiyuv. Right? Is there a kiyum? How do you know? How do you know there's a kiyum? Bracha. Okay. Ein chiyuv, avol yesh kiyum. We make a bracha. Share kiddush on tzav sabbat tzivon l'shei basukah. So clearly, even though there's no chiyuv, there is a kiyum. So this is the question which is raised by the Baal Hamor. Yesh shoalim. Why does the Gemara say that we have over here a comparison? We don't have a comparison. And so, what would be the most easy way of dealing with this question of the Baal Hamor? Simply saying that on what level is there a comparison? Only in terms of where do we have an equation? Only the first night. We're really comparing the first night to the first night. There we have a total comparison. The rest in a chinami. It's not a comparison. They're both rishus, but there's rishus and rishus. There are two types of rishus. There's a rishus where there's no chiyuv and no kiyuv, and there's a rishus where there's no chiyuv, where there's no chiyuv, but there's still a kiyuv. Really, there's no comparison. But that's not the way the Baal Hamor wants to deal with the problem. Right? The Baal Hamor says, Yesh sholim b'chilas matza matam enon mevarkim olea kol shiva kamoshim mevarkim alasuka kol shiva hogam rina mehadodi shelayla rishon chova mikan derech rishus bein b'matza bein b'suka v'yesh lehoshiv lefi she'adam yochol b'shar yomim la'amod b'lo achilas matza v'yen nizon b'orez v'dochan v'chol minei peros. We have an alternative to eating matzah the rest of Pesach. Ma she'ein kein besuka, ein yachol, as Adam pointed out, ein yachol la'amod below she'na gimel yamin. Hu chayav rishon besuka, uletayel ba. Before we, without seeing for a moment the Gemara that he's going to quote, and then, v'zehu hatam, she'mevarchim al suka kol shiva, ve'mevarchim al matzah kol shiva, v'tam nochon hu. What did the Baal Hamor do? What did the Baal Hamor do to answer our question? He could have just answered the way we answered earlier, that the comparison is only on the level of Yom Rishon, but in the world of Rishus, there's really no comparison. We have two types of Rishus. We have a Rishus of Pesach, where there's no Kiyum. We have a Rishus of Sukkot, where there is a Kiyum. But that's not the Baal Hamor, clearly. Right? It doesn't say one word in that direction. What is he saying? Yes?
I think the fact that you could go the rest of Pesach without eating matzah, then you're okay. As opposed to Sukkot, it could technically be your...
You're okay in what world? You're and we're thinking...
You don't... When there's the kiyum doesn't happen... Isn't when you're not forced to do the maisa, then there's no kiyum. There's no mitzvah in the kiyum. When you are forced to do the maisa, then the kiyum. Well, like we know you're going to be mekayim. Like you have to.
Think for a moment. Is the question really a question? In other words, the Baal Hamor says that this rishus appears not to be the same as this rishus. Maybe really the rishus is the same. That over here, ein chiyuv avol yesh kiyum. Maybe over here, this is wrong. Maybe ein chiyuv avol yesh kiyum. What do we call the shita in the world? That when you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, you may not be chayav to eat it, but you're mekayim a mitzvah of eating matzah. This is called the grush shita. It's not the grush shita, it's the Baal Hamor shita. This is the Baal Hamor shita. The Baal Hamor is telling us, no. Really, they're the same. What was the question? Why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha if they're really the same? That's what the Baal Hamor is coming to answer us. I mean, really, according to the Baal Hamor, we have a comparison not only in terms of Yom Rishon, but as he points out, the Gemara says, this is a Rishus and this is a Rishus. We have a comparison over here and here. Just as clearly we have a Kiyum over here, we also have a kiyum over here. That when you eat matzah, you get a kiyum. And then the Baal Hamor would agree with the Gra, you should eat shmur and matzah all Pesach, because you have a kiyum. Isn't that really the drasha? What is the drasha? Sheshes yamin? Tochal matzos. Be'erev, tochu matzos. Shiva yamin, tochu matzos. all the psukim we're talking about are kiyum of eating matzah. The only question is there a chiyuv? So because we have a rule of yikim midos, of that which was in a rule, it comes out of the rule, it teaches us about the entire rule, so we say that there's no chovah. But kiyum there is. Ba'erf tochlu matzos, sheshes yamim tochlu matzos, shivas yamim tochlu matzos, there is a kiyum. But the question is, in the world of brachos, within the world of brachos, yesholim, why in the world of brachos do we distinguish between these two situations? Now what is the Gemara, now what is the Baal Gemara explaining? Take what Ben said, but apply it to the world of brachos. When do we make a bracha in a situation where there is, we make a bracha, we say, Asher kicham sabitz vitzivanu. Vitzivanu can either be that we have a chovah hilchatit, we have a responsibility, we have to do it. Torah says we have to do it. So mitzivanu, or excellent, or we have a chovah mitziyutit. Simply, we can't do without it. We have to do it. We can't not sleep 3 days. We have 6 days of sukkahs. We have to sleep during those 6 days. So that's also called mitzivanu. So and so the pulat diur is a necessity. Not because we have a halachic chiyuv, but because we have no alternative. In terms of matzah, we have an alternative. We could eat nuts, eat potatoes, all the rest of Pesach. What did people do? We didn't have matzahs. So they ate nuts, they ate potatoes, they ate rice. There are other things we could eat. And so there's no vitzivanu. Even though when you eat matzah, there is a chiyuv, but there's no vitzivanu. It's a mitzvus reshus.
Is there another example of that?
What? This is the example. This is what the Baal Gemara is saying, black and white. He says, Yesh lahashiv, in terms of the question, why we're not mevarech called shiva, like we are mevarech in the sukkah, Yesh lahashiv, lefisha adam yachol bishar yamim la'amod below achilas matzah, v'yehe nizon ba'oriz v'dochan chomine peros. Namely, not only is there no chiyuv hilchati, there's no mitzius pushing you. Masha ein kein besuka ein yochol lamod b'lo sheino gil miyomim. Chayev lishon besuka l'tayoba. And that's why we make the bracha. That's the proof he's bringing from Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. Rabbi Eliezer has this wild shita in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, that just as we know, Yirtzeh Hashem Avraham Abrachamim will have a bris on Shabbos, having a bris on Shabbos is a malacha. There's a malacha of shochet, right? So shochet doesn't only mean shech killing an animal. Shochet means pulling out blood. That's a malacha. However, we have a heter by Yom Hashmini afilu b'Shabbos. According to Rav Eliezer, what is included in this by Yom Hashmini afilu b'Shabbos? What else can you do? Not only the ma'isa mila itself, but kol machshireha. You can sharpen the knife, and you can carry the knife, and you can do anything necessary for the mitzvah. You can do all of that. In other words, what about other mitzvahs? Yelled across the board, lulav, you can cut a lulav on Shabbos in order to be able to be no-till arba minim. You can build a sukkah on Shabbos in order to be able to sit in the sukkah. Right? All of these are halachos that kol machshireha are mutar according to Rav Eliezer. All our Shabbos would look so much different according to Rav. We have so many mitzvahs, and every mitzvah has machshirim, right? So we can do all of those things. And the only thing you can't do is cook for Shabbos, right? But aside from that, all the machshirim for all the side mitzvahs we can do. So the Gemara asks,
even if the mitzvah is not dough for Shabbos itself.
No, if the mitzvah is you can be kind of mitzvah on Shabbos, then the machshirim also could come along. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Menale l'Rav Eliezer, how do you know that you can bake matzah on Pesach, on Shabbos of Pesach, right? According to Rav Eliezer, matzah v'chol machshireha dochen es haShabbos. If let's say Pesach is Shabbos, and you're sitting and your matzah breaks, and you have to bake the matzah from beginning. So kol machshireha, you can now grind the flour and sift the flour and do lisha and bake the matzah in order to eat it the night of the Seder, in other words, Friday night. How do you know? So Gemara says, Menali Rav Elazar, imi sukkah, if we want to learn out from the fact that we saw, in words, the Gemara has a raya that you can build a sukkah on Shabbos to sit in the sukkah. Ma'ala sukkah shekein no heges b'leilos kibiyamim. That you can't compare matzah to sukkah. Sukkah no heges b'leilos kibiyamim. Sukkah you can't do without a sukkah. In other words, even that the nights and the days are one and the same. You can't do without sleeping. That even if it's a reshus, it's a reshus that's muchrach. Ma she'ein ken, the world of matzah, you can do without eating matzah on the rest of Pesach. Namely, that there's a difference that sukkah has a chumrah we don't find in the world of matzah because it has this chumrah. You can't learn out one from the other. But this chumrah is relevant to the world of bracha. When something is muchrach b'metzius, then there is a bracha. When it's not muchrach b'metzius, then there's no bracha. Yes?
So just like by matzos, that we don't say a bracha in the Shar Yamin. So regarding sukkahs, I understand that at night you should say a bracha because that's muchrach b'metzius. If you walk in the sukkah during the day, that's not muchrach b'metzius to eat.
Because the Torah doesn't say eat and the Torah doesn't say sleep. The Torah says teshvu. And teshvu kein taduru. And the mitzvah of teshvu kein taduru, you have to be mekayim during the 6 days via sleep. So once that mitzvah is a muchrach b'mitzius, so we're going to make a bracha on that mitzvah. Whenever we do a ma'isa of yeshiva, it's shayach to make a bracha because there's a hechreach within the world of teshvu. There's no hechreach within the world of sheshes yamin toch l'matzos. You have to eat matzah. Ibo yachil, ibo lo achil.
I thought he was asking why when you eat on sukkahs, which you could eat fruit or things like that, so why do you have to make a bracha?
No, he wasn't. He was asking, is that what you were asking?
When you eat in the sukkah, you eat something in the sukkah, you have to say a bracha.
When you're eating in the sukkah something on which you have to make a bracha, an achilas keva on which you make a bracha.
Right, which is a bracha pizza.
Right, when you eat achilas keva, you make a bracha.
No, okay,
you want another question?
The question still, like, why, according to this logic, would you have... You could get away without eating things. So why would you make a bracha according to this logic on eating?
Because we don't distinguish between eating and sleeping. The Torah doesn't speak about eating and sleeping. The Torah speaks about teshvu, kein taduru.
You're talking about mitzvahs. You are able to. You can't go 3 nights without sleeping.
You can't go 3 days without a teshvu. Without a teshvu, you need a teshvu. Once the teshvu is muchrach, then you make a bracha on the teshvu. We don't distinguish, we don't compartmentalize between eating and sleeping. Eating/sleeping is teshu. Once teshu is muchrach, then the bracha. The same, in other words, not only do we find this in the Baal Hamor, I don't know why I said not only, but it's nice that the Baal Hamor should also have a partner. So the Baal Hamor, aside from the Gra, right? So the Gra is borrowed the Baal Hamor, his partner. But without, before the Gra, he had a partner called the Meiri. Let's look together at the Meiri. This is exactly what the Baal Hamor stood on and explains. The whole mitzvah of matzah is eating. The enchiv achilas elo laila rishon. The rest of Pesach are yev shelo bedvarim achirim. Avo basuka mitzvasa. The Torah doesn't speak about eating in the sukkah. The Torah speaks about living in the sukkah. Call shiva. You can't go without sleeping 7 days. It's a physical impossibility. The Gemara pass means that if you take a shvua, that you're not going to sleep for more than 3 days. It's a shvua shav. In other words, we give you malchus right away. We don't put you in a test. Will he make it? Will he not make it? We say a human being can't go 72 hours without sleep. So up to now, it's word for word of the Baal Hamor. Now, he's going to say something let's read it together. I shouldn't put my thoughts into your head, although I try to bang off your heads. But let's read the next few words. V'yesh mefarshe. B'ta'am zeh. Shehamatza kisha ocha kol shiva, eno ocha mimeno l'shem chova, elo l'hasbiya re'avono. Ve'eno ocha mimena, el mimnei she'yev shelo b'chametz. V'hareze ka'ochel behima tahora, mimnei she'yev shelo b'tmeya. Avo yeshiva sukkah, Eino ela lekayim hamitzvah, sharei efshelo b'lo yeshiva v'sheina, v'chiyuvam besukah. He gave his teretz, the first teretz, which was the teretz we saw in the Baal HaMo'or, that there's a difference between the in the world of brachos, when something is muchrach or it's not muchrach, and what's this yesh mefarshim? What is it, in other words, what does it appear to be that the world of matzah, why are you eating matzah? You're eating because you're hungry. And you can't eat chametz, so you might as well eat matzah. That would imply, is there a kiyum or not a kiyum? There's only no chova.
Sounds like not.
It sounds like not. I agree with you, it sounds like not.
Although you could say that it's just not pure purpose of
matzah. But in other words, as opposed to sukkah, that clearly, if you're sleeping in a sukkah, you're sleeping in the sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah, because you always have the option of sleeping in your house. So if you're sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping there because you want to sleep in the sukkah. Lefikach mevarech aleha kol shiva. Ukishemedaktek bedavar yofe hakol inyan echad. If you think about it, this second teretz and my first teretz are really one. Namely that what the Baal HaMo'or is trying to offer are worlds of hilchos brachos. When do you make a bracha? So the first distinction he made was if something is mukrach from some side, either from the side of the mitzvah or from the side of the mitzias, you make a bracha. That's mitzivanu. If it's not mukrach, then there's no bracha. Neither mitzias nor halacha, then there's no bracha. What's the second side he's saying? A second option of when do you make a bracha and when don't you make a bracha? Forget about mukrach. Not getting involved in mukrach. Not a question of
when your intent is pure for the purely for the mitzvah.
When we can interpret your action only in the realm of the mitzvah that you're b'kayim, then you make a bracha. But if we can interpret your action as being nothing to do with the mitzvah, even though you're b'kayim the mitzvah l'chora, but your act in no way shows that you're b'kayim the mitzvah. And you think to yourself of a chiloni Jew in Israel, right, who's eating matzah during Pesach. He doesn't care about Pesach one way or another. He likes Leil HaSeder, right? That's like 95% of Jews in Israel have a Leil HaSeder. But the rest of it, what can he do? There's no chametz. So he's eating matzah. If he goes to the Old City, he can eat a pita. He's not against eating pita, just that he's eating matzah because he's hungry. That's what's available. So then, under such circumstances, says the Meiri, there would be no bracha. Namely, you have two situations when it's clear that what you're doing is in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though you don't have to, then you'd make a bracha. When it's not clear that you're doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah, but simply you're doing it because you're hungry, even if you're doing it mekayim the mitzvah, then there's no bracha. And kishatachshav, really this is very similar to the first teretz. It's not a question of hechreach as much as ratzon. But hechreach and ratzon, to a certain degree, are two sides of the same question as well. In other words, that there we have ilutzim, we have certain criteria in the world of brachos that don't necessarily distinguish between whether we have a chiyuv or a kiyum, but there are other factors as well. So it comes out both from the Baal HaMo'or and the Meiri, is that really Hashar Rishus, we have the same Rishus halachically. Halachically, there's no chiyuv on Pesach to eat matzah beyond the first night. Halachically, there is no chiyuv to eat or sleep in a sukkah beyond the first night on sukkahs. Halachically, they're exactly the same. There's no chiyuv, but just as there's a kiyum in sukkah, there's a kiyum in matzah. How do I know? Because the whole issue of the Baal HaMo'or is, why is there here a bracha and here not a bracha? Had there been no kiyum over here, then there wouldn't be a question. So kaner'eh, that both the Baal HaMo'or and the Meiri are assuming what we call the gra, that there is a kiyum of eating matzah all of Pesach, as again is mashma from the drushas. If that's the case, then why is there a difference in terms of bracha? Either that here we have no hechreach, and here we have hechreach. Here you're not being forced, and here you're being forced. Forced not by halacha, forced by mitzvahs, or in sukkah, it's obvious that what you're doing your time of mitzvah. When you go to sleep in a sukkah, you'd much rather, it's much easier, it's much more pleasant to sleep in your bed than to sleep in a sukkah. So it's clear you're doing a mitzvah. But when you eat matzah on the fourth day of Pesach, it could just be you're hungry and you go to the makolot and this is what they're serving. This is all there is. There is no chametz. So you can't necessarily see that the reason for you doing it is the kiyum. And that's also a factor, that's the Yesh Mefarshim in the world of brachos. And according to the Baal HaMor, according to the Miriam, there's a common denominator between these two answers. Okay, so what we've seen up to now is the world of Teshuv Kein Taduru, according to Rav Eliezer, the world of Teshuv Kein Taduru, according to Rabbanan, the world of Yom Rishon Chova, according to Rabbanan, and the world of Yom Rishon of Shar HaYom and Rishus according to Rabbana. Tov. What's dealt with by the Rishonim, aside from everything that we've discussed up to now, is the world of eating on Yontif. Is the world of eating on Yontif. We know that there's a chiyuv of eating Seudot on Shabbat. Where does the chiyuv of eating Seudot on Shabbat come from? Is it a Doraisa? Is it a Drabana? It's what we call Divrei Kabbalah. It comes from Yeshayahu Hanavi, the Karasa Vashabas Oneg, Luchvot Ukdosh Hashem and Mechubad. We have Mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg. The Mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg, among other things, involves eating. And there we have all the dinim of what you eat, how many meals you eat, etc., around this pasuk of Kavod and Oneg. Is there a chiyuv of eating meals, of eating pot? Is there a chiyuv of eating bread, of eating sudas anyantiv? Borer anyantiv, what chiyuv do we have? Simcha. V'samachta v'chagecha. V'samachta v'chnei Hashem elkechem shivas yomim. How is simcha defined by Chazal in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? But in other words, time of the Beis HaMikdash, we would have korbanos chagiga. And as you pointed out, we distinguish between men and women. Women, they would new clothing, children, candy, and men, basar v'yayin, as you pointed out. Okay. What about bread? Right. In other words, basar v'yayin can be one of these diets of pure protein and wine. Does wine have protein? I don't think wine has protein. In any case, protein and be happy while you're having your protein. But what about bread? What about eating bread on Yom Tov? That's a machlokes rishon that we're going to see from here. What appears from the language of our Gemara? After the first night, we pass the korban. After the first night, iboy yochil. That there's no chiv of eating pas. The first day of Sukkot is Yantif, leaving us at Chol HaMoed. The first day of Sukkot, during the day, it's Yantif. There's no chiyuv beyond the first night. So it appears there's no chiyuv with a tremendous nafkamina, that if you do decide to eat bread, and you bench, and you forget Yalav Yavo, so if you forgot Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. If you forgot Yalav Yavo on Yantif, in other words, l'chora, there's no need to repeat Birkas HaMazon. The problem is that we have a Gemara in Brachos. It says not like that. It says choser. Everyone knows that if you forget Yalav Yavo and Yantif, you're choser. What do we do with the stira l'chora between our Gemara, Iboyachil, Iboyloachil, and the Gemara in Brachos? Which Gemara has to be reinterpreted in order that we shouldn't have a stira? That's what the Rishonim talk about. So what over here does Tosfos say? Let's look at our Tosfos. Iboy yachi, iboy lo achil, kha. Di'i achil, chayev lechol besuk, kemirin le'el, mashma hacha de bi yom tov lo havei chova. V'iboy lo achil kha, chutz bilel yom tov rishon. Ulefize, im tov lo hiskir shal yod virkas hamazon, eino tzarech lachzor. Aye, we have a Gemara that says black on white, im toa choser. So we'll be a wonderfully Balei HaTosfos. What's the first thing that Balei HaTosfos do when they have a stira? Ukimta, give an ukimta. What's the ukimta? Lo metukma ela b'leila yom tov rishon shel Pesach Ulele Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. That really, that Gemara is only talking about two instances during the course of the year. It doesn't relate to Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't relate to Shavuos, it doesn't relate to the day of Pesach or the day of Sukkot, just on the first night where we have a Chova. And what about the Gemara of Chalkehu, etc.? So, in other words, we can deal with that as well without getting involved in Pat. Right? So we have to have it partly chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'Hashem, and we kind of the chetzi l'Hashem with basar v'yayin, not with pat. That's our Tosfos. Yes?
When we say halal, we mean we're saying pat or nothing at all?
Pat. We're talking about pat.
Right? We don't mean you can fast.
Can you fast or not? In other words, is there an Iser of Tzom? On Shabbos, we have an Iser of Tzom. It's the same question. It's pretty much the same question.
Rashi says you can fast.
Rashi sounds like you can fast.
Rashi, yeah.
Just why are we defining Kalal as specifically
the fast? No, in other words, Tosas is not, in other words, assuming not talking about fasting. He's assuming that there's going to be some darga of simcha. That's what he points out later on, that we have a din of chetzio l'ashem. His question is basically, is there a chiyuv of eating pat? Beyond that, in a chinami, it's an open question. But is there a chiyuv of eating pat? Who disagrees with Tosfos and feels that there is a mitzvah of eating sudos on yantav of pat? Ritva, Ran, Meiri, and what I didn't give you, look at the Rambam. I think I did mention the Rambam. The bottom list of the bottom makor, chayev adam lechol shalosh sudos b'shabos, achas arvis v'achas shakaris, achas mincha datatam, tzarach kvoa kol suda mishloshtam al hayayin v'vtzoa shtei kikros, v'chein b'yamim tovim. Just as there is a chiyuv of suda on Shabbos, there's also a chiyuv of suda on yantav. And that's also found in, as was pointed out in the Ritva, and in the Ran, and in Tosfos in Brachos. Right? Look at Tosfos in Brachos. After moving off of Rosh Chodesh, avol biyom tov tzorach le'achol pas. What do we do with our Gemara of iboy achil iboy lo achil? Yesh lamar eino tzorach le'achol besuka im lo yirtza, avol bishul yom tov tzorach le'achol. Okay, in other words, the question is, which of these two Gemaras are we taking as our core? Tosfos in Sukkah takes the Gemara in Sukkah as the core, Iboyachil, Iboyachil, and gives the Nukimta for the Gemara in Brachos. Tosfos in Brachos takes the Gemara in Brachos as the core, and gives the Nukimta for the Gemara in Sukkah that we're talking about. Mitzad Sukkah, not Mitzad Yom Tov. Is there a Gemara that L'chora would be the key to this issue, namely that would relate to the pasuk of the Karasa LaShabbos One V'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, and give us a hint as to whether we're dealing about Yontif or not? So I sent you to a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutesamid Aleph. Amalei Reish Galus L'Rav Himnuna Mai Dichsiv L'Kedosh Hashem Mechubad Amalei Ze Yom Kippurim. The Gemara moves the pasuk from Shabbos into Yom Kippur as well. How can we apply the pasuk to Yom Kippur? Ein bo lo akila v'lo shtia. Amar Tara kabdeu b'ksus nikia. That will have a different external manifestation of kavod on Yom Kippur than we would have in terms of Shabbos. On Shabbos, we'll have a manifestation of eating and drinking, of sudas. And on Yom Kippur, where we can't eat and drink and have sudos, it'll be b'ksus nikiyah. But that's the kiyum of oneg and kavod. No, tell me, does this prove Tosfos in Brachos, or does this prove Tosfos by us? Or, if you want to, how would Tosfos by us learn that Gemara, and how would Tosfos in Brachos learn that Gemara? Yes, Adam?
Tosfos in Brachos proves the Tosfos and Brachos pretty much. There is a clear
comparison
between Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Right. No, it's within the world of holy days of Mikrei Kodesh, Yom Kippur falls under the world of Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is the world of Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hasbanim. this is the world that we create, that Beis Din creates, as opposed to Shabbos, in other words, Kitshu Shamayim. That's already kavua from Maisa Bereishis. Right? That L'chora we see over here that the world of Kavod and Oneg apply to Yontif as well. That's one excellent way of understanding the Gemara, and that this would be a proof text for Tosfos in Brachos and the Ran and the Ritva and the Rambam. What would our Tosfos do with this Gemara, Yeshua?
But it also shows very clearly that you're able to experience Oneg without it being a mandatory that we're seeing.
I wouldn't say that. In other words, I would say according to Tosfos in Brachos, the reason, if really this Gemara is coming to include Yontif, why did it mention Yom Kippur? Because on Yom Kippur, we have to redefine Kavod and Oneg. But the world of Kavod and Oneg apply to Yontif, as they apply to Shabbos. But in Yom Kippur, we have a unique situation where we can't have pot, so we transform Kavod and Oneg into the world of Ksut Nikiya. But according to our Tosfos over here in Sukkah, what would he do with that Gemara? Because of Shua's question, what would he say? That Gemara is telling us not that there's a din in Yontif in general, but Yom Kippur specifically. That Gemara is telling us that Shabbos and Yom Kippur, no more. Is there any reason to put Yom Kippur in the compartment of Shabbos as opposed to all other Yomim Tovim that are in a separate compartment and say only on Shabbos and Yom Kippur do we have a din of Kavod Va'oneg as opposed to everywhere else?
Shabbaton
we find by all Yomim Tovim. Right? You're correct. The phrase Shabbos Shabbaton we only find by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Correct. But in the essence of the Kedusha, aren't these two different worlds? Isn't this a world of Mekadesh HaShabbos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Yom Kippur is a totally separate world of Kedusha, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So if you turn over the page, I sent you to a fascinating Rambam who deals with a world of Eruvim and points out that in general, when you have a world of a Shabbos and a Yontif that precede or succeed one another, Yom Tov Shechaliyo Samoch L'Shabbos Bein Milafaneha, Yontif comes out on Friday, or L'Achareho, or on Sunday, O Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios, a person, when he's making an Eruv Tchumen, can make two Eruvim, one in one direction, and he'll use it on one day, and the other in the other direction, and he'll use it on the other day, because there's no connection between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yontif. And so we'll have one Eruv for Shabbos, and we'll have a separate Eruv for Yontif. Look at the next Rambam, Yom Kippur Shechalios Erev Shabbos O'achar HaShabbos, Yeiro Eli Shehem Ki Yom Echad U'Kedusha Achasen. Now we not only in terms of the, maybe it stems from the Shabbos Shabboson, but halachically, we view them as one Kedusha. It's like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that are viewed as one 48-hour day. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, if they fell upon one another, are considered to be a 48-hour day. Kedusha Achasein. So Tosfos, by us, would take the approach that Gemara that mentions Kavod and only by Yom Kippur is only Yom Kippur, as opposed to Yom Tov. Masha'en Kain, all the other Rishonim would understand Yom Kippur as a representative of Yom Tov, but it was chosen because we have a Chiddush in terms of the fact that the Kavod and Oneg are transformed from eating and drinking, which there would be a chiyuv on every Yontif, to the world of Ksus Nikiya. Okay, so that's a Machokas Rishonim that we see. Tov.
What's the basis for the Rambam? That why is it quicker different?
It's a very good question. In other words, some work off of the Psukim of Shabbos Shabboson. Others just say that it's the Rambam Yeroi Li. It's really a Svara of the Rambam. But the Rambam, again, the Rambam holds that all Yontif are Chayev and Kavod Va'onig. But he points out that there is a unique halacha within Yom Kippur that even though it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, it shares a common denominator with Shabbos, and you can't have two Eruvim in two different directions. Okay, let's begin the next sugya. Next sugya is the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Ode Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar added one more halacha. What was that? Mishlo achal Leila Yom Tov Rishon, Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. According to Rav Eliezer, again Kipashtus of the Mishnah, we pointed out that you have a chiv of eating 14 seudos during Sukkot. We need this retzef of Teishvu Kein Taduru. If we are missing a day, we can make it up on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Come along Rabbanan and say, Ein l'davar tashlumen, nothing doing. Al zeh ne'emar mu'uvas lo yachol litkon v'chisaron lo yuchal limanos. Again, that batla, in other words, that batel, yom ha-batel karban. In other words, if you miss it, you miss it, yeah? Do I want to talk about rain?
Rain on the first night. You said you were going to address it later. That after we talk about...
I meant later when we get to the Mishnah of rain. when we get to the Mishnah...
So
you
not,
know.
Not in this context.
Again, we pointed out that... I thought we pointed out... Maybe I didn't say it. We pointed out that one of the nafkaminas as to whether on the first night we have a continuity of Teshu Kein a chiyuv of Teshu Kein Taduru, or a separate chiyuv of eating that's learned out from Matzah would we have a p'tur of mitztayer? Would there be a p'tur of mitztayer the first night? That's a machlokes rishonim, and we pointed out that for that reason, if it's raining, one should eat in the sukkah but without a bracha. In other words, to eat in the sukkah because maybe there's no p'tur of mitztayer. Not to make a bracha because maybe there is a p'tur of mitztayer, so eat in the sukkah without a bracha. Right, that is. I just pointed out that the reason that I wouldn't have put that in the same breath as the Yerushalmi dealing with the shiur of Beitza or Kezias or with the world of Ochel Kishe B'Teyavon or even the world of Shena is because all that we're dealing with over here are positive worlds of Teishvu Kein Taduru, while Mitztayer is the Ptur, and the Ptur is really not brought in our sugya.
Well, does it seem perhaps? It is in Gradle Chachamim, they have a svara that the idea of Teshu should be that we shouldn't ever have a chiyuv of eating. That if by Teshu would inherently mean that you would, if you'd want, you'd eat it.
Right.
When we have a pasuk that tells us or requires us to eat, it seems to be a complete rejection of Teshu and almost in contradiction with Teshu. And therefore,
yeah.
If that night is a day that we reject the idea of Teshu and require you to eat, it might make sense that it's not, which is related to Teshu, but also not exist that night.
100%. That's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is that maybe what was said with Yom Rishon Chova is that the pu'ula of diur, the act of living, that their whole sukkah was reshut, the first night, that act of living is a chova. But that act of living doesn't apply when it's raining. And namely, people don't sit in the rain. That's not considered to be a teshu kein taduru. So you have the two sides. The suffix of Yerushalmi, a nafkamina, would also be l'chora mitztayer. Or you could say that even if you hold that we're moving off of the world of sukkah, I mean, off of the world of Pesach, we're moving into the world of Pesach, and we have a separate mitzvah of achila, but even though the chiyuvim of teshvu kein taduru don't apply the first night, you don't need kibetza, but maybe the peturim still apply. Maybe the peturim still apply as a separate unit. That's an open, I would view it as an open question. Okay, so we have over here this machlokes as to whether we can make up a sukkah meal on Shmini Atzeres. Comes along the Gemara and asks a question on Rav Eliezer. Ha'amar Rav Eliezer arba asar sudos chayev adam le'echol besukah achas beyom v'achas belayla. That we have a contradiction between the Va'oda Amar Rav Eliezer and the Reisha of Rav Eliezer. How does Rashi understand the contradiction? What's the contradiction? That the 14 meals Rav Eliezer said have to be eaten in a sukkah. And what's the status of a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, again, within the classic context of Eretz Yisrael, where there would be no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios? It's a Baal Tosif. Right, it'd be Baal Tosif. So how can you make up a sukkah meal outside of the sukkah? That's the Gemara's question. Amar Bira, Amar Rabbi Ami, Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer. In order to understand the Seifa, we have to say that what is happening between the Reisha and the Seifa. change of plans, which change of plans? That whole din of teshvu kein taduru, that whole maitaima of having the quantity create a quality, Rav Eliezer was convinced by Rabbanan that's not true. There's no need to have 14 meals in a sukkah. Iboi achil, iboi lo achil. When do you have to eat in a sukkah? Only which meal? The first night. And that meal of the first night is a meal of sukkahs or yontif? It's learned out from Pesach. L'chora. Again, we want to come to Chozer Barav Eliezer. He was Chozer from the 14, right? He's down to one night. And that one night, L'chora, again, if you want to make it up, we can make that up on Shemini Atzeres. So if we can make it up on Shemini Atzeres, L'chora, what kind of a meal was it in the first place? A yontif meal. It was a yontif meal that on sukkahs you happened to eat in your sukkah. But if you didn't eat it in your sukkah, basically you're chayef to eat a yontif meal. Where is it learned out from? Tesvav, tesvav. It's learned out from Pesach. It's basically a yontif meal. And so if you miss the yontif meal the first night of Pesach, which is the only obligatory meal, you can make that up the first night of Shemini Atzeres, because there's no need for a sukkah. Look in Rashi. Chaza b'Rav Eliezer etzach hachamim. Lomar ein ledavar kitzva. Im rotza lis'anos yis'ane chutz b'leile yom tov risham u'behomi ha'polig alayu dekasavar yesh la tashlumin. Kamoshi yesh tashlumin korbanos yom risham af b'yom tov acharon. That a yontif korban of sukkis you can make up on Shmini Atzeres. So a yontif meal of sukkahs, you can make up a Shmini Atzeres. Namely, we took sukkah out of the equation. Sukkah was a din in the Yud Dalet. And we took that totally out of the equation. But we still have a meal the first night, because Rav Elazar agrees with Rabbanan that we have the Tesvav, Tesvav. The Tesvav, Tesvav meal can be made up on Shmini Atzeres. Okay? What is... Did you get the Tosis here? You saw the Tosis? Of Chazar b'Rav Eliezer. No? Yes, some, yes, some. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we have to see over here is Tosfos, who disagrees with Rashi. But the question is, on what point does he disagree? At what point does he agree? And then the Ritva, who disagrees totally with Rashi and Tosfos. And this will lead us into a discussion of Baal Tosif. Is there really an issue of Baal Tosif of making up a sukkah meal in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Would that be an issue of Baal Tosif? So we'll look at for in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Kafches, which deals with the rules of Baal Tosif, and we'll see that maybe a machlokes rishonim within our sugya. Then we'll move over to the world of Minei Targima. We already learned that sugya, but we'll review it within the context of the Hashlema, move into the world of Rav Eliezer of moving from sukkah to sukkah. We should be able next time to get down to the middle of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, I'll give you Mar Makamas Blinetta tomorrow. Okay, you can prepare yourselves for a fire drill. I think we're supposed to go down to the Miklat. But don't go down before they call you. What? Miklat, the shelter is one flight on the minus one. What?
No, there's two drills.
There are two drills.
The rocket drill and then the fire drill.
Right. Okay.
The rocket drill
goes
to the class. The fire drill go either to the bus stop or to the garbage
can. Are we doing both of them?
We're doing both of them.
First of all, the rocket drill, and then immediately after the rocket drill is going to be the fire drill.
And 1 o'clock is lunch. Okay.
I'm also sorry to stop you. Just, I thought you had such a bet that you wanted to get the Mitzvah last.
No. It's fine. I thought that I wanted to get to Mitzvah to deal with rain as a unique issue with Mitzvah when we get to the mission of rain. Okay.
So that explanation of Rashi, does that fit in better with either like Tosos or the Ritva? I mean, to say that everything just like a, it becomes just a regular yontif meal.
100%, or that it would appear to fit in with the fact that we're not expanding Teshu Kein Taduru, but we have a separate Chiyuv that we're learning out from Matzah.
We don't really do anything.
But Rebbe's learning it. Is that like the Ritva says you always had to eat a yontif? So is there anything Rashi is like rid from that then? So I'm saying according to Tosos that you just, it's only on Pesach and Sukkot. It seems like a Sukkot stick. I mean,
like a Yantif. Well, it depends how you view it. You view a Pesach and Sukkot, or you view it as Yantif.
We'll
come back to this next time. You see, Tosfos quotes Rashi and disagrees. At what point does he disagree with Rashi, and how does that fit? It's a good question.
It seems that the Ibn Ezra holds that you should not fast on Shabbos because of he says it because it's so he thinks that that's also in the same kind of like drash. I don't know where that comes from, like that the lechem apanim is a source for the fact that you have to eat
it's
Shabbos.
A very preppy hellar.
And it could be just poetics, I don't know.
So I got a question for, I guess, two questions on like the Balamor.
Yes.
One question is, why didn't you have to distinguish between...
Mark, the...
Oh,